SportsRadio950.com.
Now back to Softy and Dick on your new home for the Huskies. Sports Radio 950, KJR.
All right, Petros Papadakis will join us on the radio show 420.
Suck the Kraken's tentacle.
And then Kevin Harlan joining us on the program.
He's a bulldozer! He's a beast!
Right before, we got Husky basketball 530 pre-6 p.m. tip versus Colorado. Speaking of the Huskies, joining us right now on the radio show, a guy who should be getting ready for kickoff in September is the Husky defensive coordinator, but he's not. Instead, he's packing his bags for Austin, Texas, baby. Heading down to Texas to join Steve Sarkisian as the Longhorns defensive coordinator. Pete Kwiatkowski is with us right now on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. Pete, what's going on?
Well, I'm doing good, Just in transition here and trying to figure out how what my next step is.
Yeah, well, let's just talk about that. How did we get here? Why are we talking to Pete Kwiatkowski as the outgoing D.C. at Washington, the incoming D.C. at Texas, and not Pete Kwiatkowski coming back 2021 coaching the Husky defense? What happened?
I got a call the other day from a coaching buddy that was inquiring about my interest in the job at Texas, and I get these every year from other places, and this guy I know that inquired. I've known him a long time, good friend, and I said, "Yeah, I'm interested." One thing led to another. Sark called me, and we started talking about his vision, direction, the staff, and one thing led to another. And I think you pair that with the staff he's putting together, the guys I know on the staff, I've been here 7 years, I think it was, the timing was right for me to make this move, and try another adventure, another challenge, and see where it takes me.
Well, Coach, talk about your history with Sark, because Husky fans might be a bit confused. They're thinking, wait, Coach Kwiatkowski is Coach Pete's guy, not Coach Sark's guy. So where was your relationship with Sark started?
It's more through common through friends that I trust and have worked with and are very close with, that have worked with Sark. And I've never worked with Sark, but I've known him. I've been out with him recruiting. It's always been a great guy hanging out with and talking to and telling stories and talking ball and that kind of stuff. And these guys that that I'm close to and trust really spoke highly of him. Obviously his results speak for themselves. That intrigued me.
You said there, Pete, and again, Pete Kwiatkowski with us, that you were interested in leaving Washington after 7 years. Why?
Yeah, good question, Softy. you look at my track record. I've been everywhere. I think the longest I've been somewhere is 9 years, and I've not been a guy that has been chasing jobs. And I just think, there's not one answer for that. It's just a, been here 7 years, had a great run. I love everybody and had unbelievable relationships with everybody at the University of Washington. I think it was a combination of just getting that itch to go try and do something different. And, the University of Texas is, outstanding university in Big 12, and be fun to go out there and try and defend all those high-powered offenses.
Well, Coach, the question we threw out there yesterday was, what's Jimmy going to do without his right-hand man and the guy that kind of brought him up? How would you answer that question? What does Jimmy do without Coach K?
Yeah, I don't know. He could hire within, elevate somebody. He could, he could take a bigger role or do it himself, with the assistant, the assist from somebody on staff. Only guy knows that is Jimmy.
Pete Kwiatkowski is with us. All right, PK, address all the crazy, wacky social media rumors out there. PK wants to go somewhere where he can have total control over his defense. He wasn't getting along with a head coach. He wasn't making enough money. Address all those crazy rumors out there if you can.
Where are they getting their information, and who's saying this? Is this coming from the third grade teacher down the street, or what are we? No, it's all how do you say that?
Hyperbole.
Hyperbole.
Yeah.
Hyperbole. Thank you, Softy. Thank you.
So
it's just like BS. BS.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So you were
not at all.
You were content with your relationship with Jimmy, and it sounds like this in the end was just about, like you said, I've been there for 7 years. I got the itch to try something else. I got a shot to go play and coach, in the Big 12 for Steve Sarkisian, go take on those air raid crazy offenses down there. This is just about Pete Kwiatkowski ready for a new chapter in his life.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You can put all that other BS to rest.
Well, Softy just mentioned the air raid. How much was discussed when you talk with Sark about your style of defense? I mean, it has completely shut down the air raid, and there are more than a few of those in that conference.
Yeah, we talked about that, and I think we played Sark three times. Twice at Boise, and then once when he was at SC. So, he's seen what we've done on defense over the years, and so we talked a little bit about that, but it was more about fit and personality and all the culture stuff, more than the X's and O's stuff.
Yeah. Did you talk with Steve about kind of his last few years? Obviously he's climbed out of a pretty big hole that he was in when he lost his job at USC, went to Alabama, kind of remade himself. And, I sent him a note telling him congratulations. He hit rock bottom, right? Personally and professionally, and has now bounced all the way back up as the head coach of one of the great institutions in college football. Why did you feel comfortable, I guess, Pete, at this stage of your career, marrying up with Steve Sarkisian?
Time heals all wounds, right? And, I don't know what was going on in his life, or we didn't talk about it or anything like that, but all I know is it's water under the bridge. It's been a long time, and obviously he's got himself back on top personally and all that, and that was good enough for me.
Coach, I truly believe that Texas can be the number one football school in America. I think it can be much more attractive than Alabama. But why hasn't it, in your mind? Why hasn't it even been a top five program in America? Because it's a behemoth. It's a monster. When I was growing up, it was a monster.
Yeah, I don't have the answer to that. I agree. You're in the state of Texas. You're the flagship in the state of Texas. And, you have all those resources to go recruit and hire good people. And, good question. I'm going to find out here real quick.
Yeah, Pete Kwiatkowski again is with us on the radio show. And a lot of great moments, with you at the helm running that defense. And, I'll just tell you what I said on the air. I mean, I think you're right there, next to Lambright as, the great defensive minds this program has ever seen. So we're going to miss having you around for sure. But when you think about your kind of proudest moments as a Husky coach in the last 7 years, defensive performances, whatever, what kind of comes to mind for you first, Pete?
Beating SC in 15 was pretty, pretty fun. That was no one gave us a chance and heck on that one. And that game against Stanford, that the crowd was just unbelievable. That one always sticks out in my head. Every Apple Cup is those are always fun. And then the rivalry with Oregon, man, that is the most intense and nasty rivalry I've been a part of. And so that was always fun. It's funny with that one. It's like because the kids are all—they all know each other, right? They all on 7-on-7 teams, getting recruited. It's not like in the old days where everybody—you're in your high school fiefdom, and you hated those guys because you never you didn't know them, right? And now they all play each other on these 7-on-7 teams, and so they all know each other. And we all know the fans get into that stuff way more than the coaches and players. Just the way it is. But that's the rivalry that I've learned over the years to appreciate the vitriol that goes back and forth between the the two sides.
Well, Coach, I'm happy for you. I'm sad as a dog, though, and I'm sad as a fan of this conference. And I just want to ask you, now that you're not in the Pac-12 anymore, What does this conference need to do to stop the exodus? Exodus of elite players from the West Coast, and like you, exodus of elite coaches from the West Coast.
I'm not that smart. I don't know. But, yeah, it's a little disheartening, but I don't have the answer to that. Support, whether it's fan support, whether it's monetary support, whatever, it's just seems to be different in different parts of the country. Good, bad, or indifferent. That's the way it is. And I'm one of the you know, growing up on the West Coast, I would love to see the Pac-12 be able to do a lot better than it has been. And I don't know what the answer is. Got to somehow get more people fired up about football.
Well, Pete Kwiatkowski, this was great catching up. We're going to miss you. You were always great with us. You will go down as one of the great defensive coaches in the history of Husky football. Best of luck in Austin, and we'll be pulling for you unless you play UW. How's that sound?
Appreciate that. I just wanted to echo my appreciation and love for all the Husky fans and all the people I met. And it was an awesome experience, and I'll carry it to the last breathing day of my life. And like I said, all these places I've been to, it always comes back to people and the relationships. And this place is first class, and I'm gonna miss it.
Absolutely,
go Dogs.
PK, go Dogs! Great stuff. Good luck in Texas. Tell Sark we said hello. We'll talk down the road, man. Appreciate this,
thanks,
pal.
Coach.
All right, fellas, thanks.
You got it. Pete Kwiatkowski with us on the show. We'll come back and react to that. And then Petros at 4:20. Kevin Harlan, 5 o'clock tonight, right here on 950K.